بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders and friends, it is indeed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with countless amounts of blessings, such many of which, some of it which we are aware of, and many of it which we are not even aware of ourselves. Allah Rabbul Izzat, through His grace and mercy, has not made it such that if you make shukr to Allah for something, He gives it. No sound. Never, I'll just make it louder. Allah Rabbul Izzat has not put us in a position where only if we are grateful to Allah will He give us something, and if we are not, then He will not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace and mercy, bestowed upon every creation of His blessings to such an extent that, respected elders and friends, most have become in a position whereby they don't even take it anymore to be one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ulama have mentioned that we are in such a time where man has to make an effort to protect himself from atheism. To protect oneself from atheism. We thought about it, we read further on to the explanation. What was the alim mentioning? What was he talking about? And towards the end, it actually starts to make sense. Whereby Muslims, as well as non-Muslims, more so people who claim to be from, whether it is Christianity, whether it is any other type of religion, where majority of the understanding have gone in that type of line, where the majority of people in this day and age have turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that you don't know if this person actually believes in anything. And we find this is starting to creep into the life of the Muslim as well. Whereby things are happening in our lives and we are unable to attribute those happenings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where good happens and we find good to be happening from myself. And where wrong happens, then it's just part of life. Deal with it. And the lessons that's supposed to come from both, where good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and difficulty comes from Allah as a test, those things are not looked at all. The result of both of those situations is when anything takes place, we are not able to make two rak'ats of salat and lift our hands in front of Allah. That's the result of it. And the more that increases and the more it increases and the more it increases, you find a person doing the ibadat and the worship of Allah, there are some who are performing the salat, and there is a majority, a big amount of people who are not even performing salat. Those from amongst those who are performing salat are doing it because it's something I grew up with, it is habitual. But my salat is no more something which is a duty, which is a thing which I enjoy doing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something which we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. the coolness of my eyes have been placed in Salat. Respected elders and friends, there are many things that is happening on the face of the earth at this time. There are many different things that is happening. And as we are going on a week for week, day to day, week to week, month to month basis, there are more such things happening, but majority of the happenings is happening against the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a time when we discussed, should one be taking a specific side with regards to the Syrian conflict? Right? There were others who were of the opinion to support ISIS. There were others of the opinion to support one of the other groups. Respected elders and friends, from the news that we have read yesterday, is that in those parts of Syria, where there is ISIS, where there is fighters, or where there aren't any of these groups available, the non-Muslims are bombing those areas indiscriminately. There's no more targets, there's no more war barracks, there's no weapon storage, there's no nothing like that. They are bombing areas that has not been involved in the conflict at all. And the bombing is taken place by all the different factions from outside of Syria on the people for absolutely no one knows why. There was a time when we heard Turkey is backed with this one and with that one. And Russia is aligned with the Assad forces. Right? I'm sure you guys must have been keeping up to date with, you know what I'm talking about. Right? At the moment now, from one of the towns, I read a write-up this morning, where yesterday they bombed the town with aeroplanes coming over and bombing the town. Right? There were seen to be Russian planes, American planes, and the Syrian government planes. So Russia, Syria, the government, Assad forces, Iran, America, and all of them have basically united in fighting against the Muslims. And they have no means to fight back for themselves. What is the reason for it? Allah knows best. Why is it happening? But the respected elders and friends, the time where we thought this group is fighting against that group, that is gone. We stand now at a point where every different non-Muslim group is attacking the Muslims directly, and there's no hidden agenda behind it any longer. That type of sentiment is growing in many other countries, in many other places. And from amongst those people, there are those who are standing up and saying that we are being killed because we believe in Allah. And there are those who have been killed who don't know why they are being killed. The difficulty that will come upon the Ummah is something which is bound to happen. Nabi alayhi salam warned us about it. Allah Rabbul Izzat warned us about it. The difference between the time of difficulty is one who knows why he is in a difficulty and one who doesn't. Coming back to the starting of the talk, where the alim mentions that atheism has grown and is growing. We must not find ourselves in a condition where we live our lives in such a way that we don't even know we're supposed to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, that type of effort has to take place. That type of effort has to take place. It is mentioned by some of the ulama that when a person will make an effort on his iman, Allah Rabbul Izzat will give him the fruits of the iman. And one of the byproducts of it is Allah Rabbul Izzat will keep his environment safe. Respected elders and friends, that is what is required from us. In this day and age, as an ummah, if we can work together for one united goal, then we have achieved everything we needed to achieve on the face of the earth. The united goal is one simple thing. That is to be in such a position that you are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned The face of this earth has been, everything in this world has been created for a purpose. It has been created for a purpose. When the purpose is complete and it is done and there's nobody fulfilling the purpose, Allah mentions, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. A day will come when we will roll up the skies like how you roll up a piece of paper. Because there is no use left for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the use of mankind before that. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man and jinn except that he must do my worship. Respected elders and friends, let us start to make an effort in that direction. There are many things that are happening. One of the things that have affected us in South Africa was this whole boycott story, where they came up, I think, a year or so ago, to say that we will boycott Woolworths. Right? That was one of the stores that were targeted with regards to the imports from Israel. Today they sent out an announcement to say that the boycott is over. I thought maybe I must do this in a masjid or I must not do it, to have a show of hands that who actually did take part of the thing. Do we feel today that I was part of it and I achieved something? Oh, I heard about the story and I did nothing. There's many of us that are guilty of actually doing nothing. There are many of us that are guilty of only doing a certain portion of it. But whoever did whatever part of it, Allah accepted from whoever has done whatever. The result of it is they have agreed they will not buy products from the occupied Palestine. That is the result of the 1.5 year long boycott. The agreement has finally been reached that they will not buy stuff from occupied Palestine. And the cases have gone through with the local South African competition commission, or I don't know which commission it is, whereby the labeling of the product can no longer be false like how it used to be, where they said imported from Israel. They can't do that because it is false labeling. That matter has been taken to whichever authority it's supposed to be. So if it is from what the land is called as Israel, it will be, and when it comes from occupied Palestine, it has to state that. I think more than the boycott, this has become more effective. So respected elders and friends, working with groups to create an economic difficulty for people who are making life difficult for the Muslims is a good thing to do. It is a good thing to do, and it is a good thing to be part of, because today we can say, you know, shukr to Allah, they're not going to do that. Obviously, if we were part of it, you're happy, and if you are not part of it, it's basically just news. So respected elders and friends, in line with that, let us have a look and see in the time that we are in our year circle. Coming forward in front of us, inshallah, next week, whoever, I don't know, if somebody else will speak or we will speak, whatever the case might be, then we will discuss about the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Respected elders and friends, the days of Hajj are coming. The days of Hajj are coming. The talks have taken place many times. And I think it is something that we all need to take note of, be cognizant of. There's many from amongst our area where the brothers are working, they have good jobs, where others have their own businesses that they are running. And there are others who have worked for many years and have come to the age of retirement and the company have paid out. And there are many of us in this town that are financially by the means, or we could have made a plan to have gone for Hajj. We could have made a plan to have gone for Hajj. Respected elders and friends, on average, you buy a house in our area, whatever the price is, you have to pay off that amount of money every month to the bank, isn't it? If you took a similar amount of money and you started 10 years ago, by today you would have definitely had more than enough money to go for a comfortable 5-star Hajj also. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that person who was by the means and he did not perform Hajj, and the time of his death comes. If he so wishes and he want to die as a Nasara, he can do so. If he want to die as a fire worshipper, he can do so. Or however else he wants to die, he can do so. That is for the person who have not performed Hajj. And he was by the means of doing so. Respected elders and friends, from amongst us we have parents, family members, whoever, that have passed away that didn't perform Hajj. If Allah has given you the means, then try to perform Hajj on their behalf. Let it not be such that they must stand up on Qiyamah and they don't have a Hajj in their books. So you yourself, it is compulsory for you to make Hajj. And you know somebody else of your close relatives who did not perform Hajj, then when the opportunity comes, you go and perform Hajj on behalf of that person, so that they don't have to stand in front of Allah on Qiyamah on that condition. I know of people, of our friends, they accumulated a certain amount of money, and the time claim came close for Hajj, and the man didn't have enough money to finish up everything. He sold his car, he took his money and he went. I seen this myself with one of my good friends. He sold his car and he took the money, and him and his wife went for Hajj. And when they returned from Hajj, they obviously didn't have any mode of transport. But Allah, I seen it myself. Somebody came, he found a car, and he was looking at it, okay, I'll buy it, I'll think where I'm going to get finance from. Allah Rabbul Izzat made means for the man. Somebody came with the money, they gave it to him. He bought the car, and they didn't even want the money back after that. So when you want to do something, Hajj is that. That is Hajj itself. That when you want to make Hajj, Allah Rabbul Izzat will take you for Hajj. When you yourself don't want to make Hajj, anybody can tell you whatever and you will never go. You will find every excuse in the book and you will not go. But when you want to go, Allah will make the way for you. Ask all those who had gone, that when the time came close by, when you must pay your package, you must do this, you must do that. Everybody's on edge. It's nervous times. Money must come in. Where is it going to come? How many people haven't experienced the time shortly before Hajj? Well, Allah Rabbul Izzat made means for them to go. Why? Because they wanted to go. So respected elders and friends, this is a message which we want to bring forth to everybody every year as much as we possibly can. So that when we stand in front of Allah on Qiyamah, that which Allah had made compulsory upon us has been fulfilled. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.